It's time for a little taste
. I just watched Morbius, and that's a superhero film released this year, 2022, and it's a character from the Marvel Universe, but it apparently, I guess, Sony has the rights, so it's sort of made in partnership with Marvel. And this movie, if you look it up, got trashed, basically. And I just wasn't interested anyway, because I don't really know the character of Morbius. I'm not a huge comics person. I have bought some. I have read a fair amount, but there's so much out there. Not enough for me to know Morbius, put it that way. And so I just avoided it. But I finally watched it last night. And you know what? It's not nearly the trash fire that everyone says. Well, not everybody, but that it appears to be. I mean, for instance, its critic rating on Rotten Tomatoes is like 16%. So now, of course, the audience is like 77%. You know, the audience rating is much closer to the reality of what that movie is. I don't know that I would rate it quite that high. But it doesn't deserve the full out like trash hate that it got either, from what I can tell. Now, maybe there's a reason. Maybe it's not faithful at all to the source material, but I don't think anyone cares, at least not most of the audience for these movies don't know the source material very well anyway, so I don't think that's what it is. But I don't know, because I also don't know the source material, which is fine. I think the main complaints are the effects work, which is a little funny sometimes, but you know, and I guess probably a lot of people go to the superhero stuff for the like ridiculous special effects. To me, that's just like icing on the cake. If it's funky, sometimes that can be fun, as long as, you know, if you actually have a good script and some good acting and everything, I can deal with bad special effects all day long. Usually you don't get that combination though, but it's fun when it happens. And I wouldn't go so far as to say the special effects were bad. They just weren't maybe completely up to par with what we've gotten used to. But it's not like they're actually bad. It's more like, in comparison, they aren't quite. Yeah. And it does get confusing. Like, the visuals, because of those effects, can get confusing. And there's already, the ending of this movie fumbles big time in a way. I mean, it's not that it isn't there or doesn't do what it's supposed to do. It just does it in a really confusing, unexplained way. And they lean hard. It's like they were banking on getting a second movie hard, which is a mistake, because you never know, right? So yeah, this movie would work well, you know, probably better in retrospect once they made the sequel. And it works good because there's a bit of a cliffhanger with one of the characters at the end. But if you don't get that movie, then yeah. So they kind of made a mistake there, I think. And it seems like some of that ending stuff got shoehorned in to try to create maybe hype for potential other franchises that would include Morbius as part of a team, right? They bring back a dead character from one of the Spider-Man movies, and they reference the multiverse stuff as well, lightly, but that's how they use, I think they use this, they use that to resurrect this character. So that's all weird, and it all gets like packed into the end, and some of it's post credits, and it's got a weird choices at the end, which makes it interesting to watch, actually. But the movie up until that point is very straightforward, so it's kind of comes out of the complexity comes out of nowhere. So I think that just throws people off, and it's not particularly it's not something you haven't seen before up until that point. So although I do enjoy, basically we have like superhero kind of vampire or supervillain kind of vampire stuff going on. I like the darker horror aspect of this. I wish they would have leaned into it a little harder. But I'd say the bottom line is, if you're interested at all, it's worth watching. It's not nearly as bad as people say. And if you go in there with, you know, reasonable expectations, you'd probably enjoy yourself. Also, I would say regarding the ending, just know it's a messy sort of situation, and go in expecting that, and enjoy the chaos at the end of the movie that just comes out of nowhere, basically. The acting is all across the board, as you would expect from, you know, something of this level with, you know, let's just say the actors involved. It should be, and it is, and that there's no complaints there. So check it out, I would say. Give it a chance. Not everyone who's seen it actually hates it the way it appears online. All right. So until next time, when I watch something else, bye. Thanks for listening.